This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellance, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech.
We are here with Janusave's very own Kyle Stutzman. Kyle, hey. Welcome to the Studio Lounge. Thank I apologize you. For my whatever that was.
No, I'm happy to be here. This has been a fun conference.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it has been. And you guys have been busy. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
And walking by there, you got people all around you. You've been speaking, and who knows what else you've been doing.
Yeah, speaking's over. You know, that's
good.
Kind of like it's fun. It goes well.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, the rest of the conference is just fun conversations and relationships. There's always that fun energy and nervousness you get from speaking. But, yeah,
well,
it's a great room.
Speaking of speaking, let's talk about your speaking presentation. It was entitled A Beautiful Relationship, Leveraging FinTech Partnerships to Enable Credit Union Growth. So give us a quick...
Right.
You got to
love
that, right?
Yeah, you did. You got to love when marketing gets a hold of your titles for your speech. Right?
Was that not a good title?
It's a great title.
Wonderful title.
But...
To simplify,
we talked about fintech partnerships.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Everything in our industry is focused on all these improvements we can do for our members and how we can engage with them, and yet we have limited resources. So now we had a group that probably self-selected because they're in the topic, but every single one is saying, we know we have to partner with software providers and fintech providers in order to be able to compete. And we hear that in every news article. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that everywhere. So it was a timely topic. And we talked realistically about it's not the same expectation that you can have of the old days where you're a software provider and you have this mature product and you understand the financial industry in my core. And I'm just going to buy your solution, and it's going to work, and we're going to move ahead.
Oh, that would be a wonderful world, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, we started out the conversation with, no one said it was easy, except for every sales guy that sold new fintech conversation.
That is true, yeah.
Right. And we have these interesting things that happen in our industry. We have some great innovation happening, and even an open core like Correlation. Mm-hmm. We just had a credit union, and this is an example we gave in the session. The executive's like, well, we have an open core.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be an easy integration. The fintech's like, we have a very simple API. This is going to be an easy integration. And then they hand it to the IT and operations team. They're like, what'd you do to us? What do you mean this is easy? We still have to figure out how all these things are mapped. So we talked through that. We talked through culture differences, which was just a huge, let's be realistic. We used a great picture of a mature dog with this little kitten around it that's jumping at its neck and jumping around and that's kind of like the credit unions were a little bit more conservative and risk and mature in our banking understanding of what services, and then you have the fintechs like, let's work together. Come on, we can do this. We can do anything. Everything's easy.
That's a good way.
We talk through those
good
things.
Illustration.
Yeah.
So what's the solution here? Because it sounds like there's a lot of hurdles to be jumping over here. Did you present any
presented some success stories and solutions, but it's not a there's no one golden ticket that makes everything
that's
work.
True. I didn't think
so
of that.
First
yeah.
it's set the right expectations.
Okay.
Right? Let's realize that we are different cultures but we're still going to be able to work together and we can work together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's recognize that also means we might have different perspectives. Even this concept of what's a minimal viable product, what are we going to introduce, can be completely biased by, for me, a minimal viable product is just getting this communication work, but for the institution, a minimal viable product actually has to deliver value to the member or the operations.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's set those clear goals up front of what we're trying to accomplish, make sure they're defined, and then who owns that relationship. So we're really talking through things that are not new, but that trying to change at least our mindset around them so we don't just assume it's the old model where I'm buying something off the shelf and it's there. Instead, you have a partner. I mean, an actual partner that wants to help you.
Right.
They need your services and the credit union to get access to members and grow. You need their services for innovation.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's really a pretty beautiful thing, but you have to learn how to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked to more of the kind of the overall components and the process side, and then we eventually got to, of course, the Janusave stuff we love, which is the integration.
Yeah.
What do you do when it actually comes down to an integration?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have an integration team internally, which, by the way, no one in the room did. and some even laughed.
Wow.
I asked the question, like, yeah, do you have a dedicated integration team for when you're working with partners? And then I got people who actually laughed.
I'm
like,
really?
That wasn't meant to be a joke. It was meant to be a serious question.
Yeah.
Just because it just doesn't exist much in our industry. We have good people. There's some that do integrations, but
right.
a dedicated team that actually can understand like the specs of an API,
mm-hmm.
understands their own data sets, that would maintain write one and then maintain that interface going
mm-hmm.
forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's not most credit unions. It's only the very large ones.
Gosh, maybe this is my ignorance speaking, but I would think it would be the complete opposite because of all the fintechs out there and all the integrations that are right. going on constantly. I mean, you hear it more and more and more each day. I would think they would have some sort of dedicated team or individuals that would be geared toward that. So
well,
I guess I'm
we were
I'm
talking
wrong
very
here.
Specific technical integration team. So if you take a step all the way back to that expectation standpoint,
right.
Who is going to be responsible for the integration? How much can the fintech do? Do they really just give you their API, or are they going to walk with you
mm-hmm.
and help you through the mapping
mm-hmm.
and answer questions? Unfortunately, most of them do not know the core system. They don't know your
right.
internal system.
Right.
So
right.
they can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
Then internally, we have people wearing a lot of hats and doing a lot of good work.
Oh, I can imagine.
And so there's people that do know their data,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have that experience working through the integration. So often, you know, people will try to use other tool sets or use outside consultants.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's Janice, he's finding some great success
yeah.
in just helping people who are in the middle of an integration and saying,
right.
oh, it's not, we're getting more exceptions than we're getting success.
Yeah.
Can we, you know, fix this?
Yeah, talk about filling a gap or filling
right.
a void. Sounds like Janice is right there to
yeah.
to do just that. Oh, my gosh.
Right. So it was that, you know, integration was a key part of this. Mm-hmm. was an educational component.
Sure.
So when we get to the integrations, we talk through that, and then, you know, what does it look like for success? And it moves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like into the partnerships. You know, most fintechs are on a roadmap and innovating. And so you get a solution today, but
mm-hmm.
you also get influence on where that roadmap is going,
mm-hmm.
and you get
mm-hmm.
the next things they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding where they're headed is also as important as just knowing what they're doing today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw it in the speed rounds. Like, oh, well, we can do, this is what we do. Here's this, we're only showing you this much of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning to add this, and then we're planning to add this,
mm-hmm.
and then we're planning to add
mm-hmm.
this. So you have to have someone that walks with you
okay.
as a partner,
because yeah, yeah.
it's not just a one-time thing.
Well, and I would think this would be a perfect match for smaller to mid-sized credit unions who may not have the resources to have an integration team, if you will. I think the bigger folks might be more capable
yeah.
in this area, just, again, just resources-wise.
Yeah.
So this would be a nice match for those folks, and then to help them subsequently grow. So,
right.
And using that fintech.
Absolutely,
technology.
For the smaller ones.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised how many bigger ones want help, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
some
better.
Of them have bought kits, you know, like I bought a framework and I use that to do
mm-hmm.
some integration.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of them have had staffing issues. So how many developers and data people can you have on staff?
Yeah.
And then if you lose one
mm-hmm.
and you only had two,
yeah.
your whole capacity is cut in half, but your projects haven't cut in
yeah,
half. If you
true.
Lose two...
Yeah. Yeah.
Now all the work I did is
mm-hmm.
all dependent on how well their documentation mm-hmm. was, and are things continuing to
mm-hmm.
progress. And when you do it yourself, you also have to maintain it yourself.
Yeah.
So I think there's a power in this sense of doing it as a community
mm-hmm.
and working to create kind of a larger platform where when we do updates, and obviously I'm biased on this, but we do updates, we're doing them for a larger group of credit unions.
Okay.
So even larger institutions, they also have maybe even more. So I mean, a small institution may be working on one or two integrations.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some large institutions, I mean, what they did, I think they told us they did 100, in the first half of this year, something around 90 to 100 vendor due diligence because they had new relationships with that many
oh
vendors just in the first 6 to 7 months of this year.
Wow.
So the scale,
yeah.
even at a large institution, can overwhelm
mm-hmm.
a small team
mm-hmm.
that's trying to work on
mm-hmm.
integrations.
All right. So what's the goal here? Obviously, here's the old cliche again, everybody
yeah.
kind of wins here, because obviously
oh, yeah.
the fintechs, this is easier for the fintechs to get into the credit unions. The credit unions obviously benefit from the technology that the fintechs have, but then
right.
again, like you said in the very beginning, there's that hurdle right there of integrating that type of thing. So the end goal here is just to make this whole process so much easier,
oh,
so
absolutely.
Much more accessible. It makes more fintechs accessible to credit unions, right? So Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm envisioning. I don't know. You may have a totally different vision.
No, it's the right. A couple quick things that I think we try to get to quickly in saying, what is the goal? If you think, I want to work with a partner, but I can't because they don't work with my systems, mm-hmm. that's a barrier. Mm-hmm. So we try to remove barriers. Okay. So whether you're on a software provider side and you can only work with one or two cores or systems, you then talk to a credit union and it's a limit. Mm-hmm. I can only help you, but I can't help the three of you.
Yeah.
And on the other side, I have a choice to make on what provider I work with, and I may have to choose you mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because the other two may actually fit my strategy and my member base better, mm-hmm. but I can't wait 9 to 18 months right. to hope that integration gets developed. Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. we're really trying to just wipe the table clean from that barrier side and say, at the beginning, you want to work together?
Yeah.
We'll make that happen.
Okay.
And we're only successful when we make you
yeah.
successful.
Yeah.
And that's a fun business model.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the thing is, we're trying to define a little bit of a new category. What is it like to have a community integration platform? What's it like to have a universal translator for integration? Mm-hmm. So that's our goal, is that we actually, once people start talking on the platform,
yeah.
they can choose to talk to each other, and you're not limited by the different cores or systems mm-hmm. behind the scenes. Even fintechs talking to each other, or credit unions talking
yeah.
to each other.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of future possibilities that yeah, we're really excited no about. Doubt. But right now, it's just like, let's level the playing field, and mm-hmm. if you want to work with someone,
yeah.
we'll make it happen.
Yeah, it just opens the door for everybody. So yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, your differentiator is what you do to add value, not that you have a connection to
right.
their system.
Right, yeah.
Like, we've been thinking about this for 15 years way.
Yeah, nothing's yeah. holding them back now. So yeah,
right.
so that's cool. So yeah, like you said, opportunities yeah. abound. So anything else to add, sir?
No, this has been great to be out here. We're having... Mm-hmm. conversations with credit unions and fintech. I mean, the speed rounds were great. I mean, mm-hmm. there's so many institutions
yeah.
that
yeah.
were sharing what's going on, and credit. I was listening to credit unions at the table. Oh yeah, we work with them, or we looked at them, or I think we use their competitor.
I know. I love listening to those conversations
yeah.
too.
So it was great. We were actually even at lunch, and I was sitting with another fintech partner that we're working with. And all of a sudden, he stopped talking because a person two seats away had just mentioned his company's name.
Really? Oh, so he's kind of listening.
And he's listening. He didn't do that for
right.
very long
right.
until he's like, "Oh, it's so good to hear you talk about the company and how it, you know, might have this impact and what it's doing for your size institution." And so, those are fun conversations.
Those are that's the beauty of coming to a yeah. conference in person. That's yeah. the benefit that you get. You kind of
and the operations side has been great because we've had some people that say, I hear a bunch of technical babble. Like, what do people actually do? And so that's what we talked about, like a universal translator.
Right.
Like, well, what do we do? Well,
yeah.
if I start diving into all the technical stuff, that's challenging.
Mm-hmm,
but if I
mm-hmm.
just say, hey, we make sure you can work with anyone in this
right.
room.
Yeah, you right? put it in English.
Is that easy?
Mm-hmm.
Or if whatever language I speak,
mm-hmm.
you're going to know that we get to English
exactly.
and you're fine.
Yeah.
And then the same thing with other vendors. Well, what do they do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, well. So we talk through those things, and the operations group are saying, yeah, well, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So it's good to see.
I like the combination because you have the technology part, and then you
right.
have the operations. The technology is, it brings about the stuff that allows you to do this stuff, and then the operations like actually puts it to work. So
yeah.
you got the strategy and the practical
all
in one.
All the way
one
back
group.
To where we started with the conversation, they are not tech projects when you do fintech partnerships,
mm-hmm.
right? It
yeah.
has to be operations
yeah.
and tech working
yeah.
together.
Exactly.
Okay? So it's perfect for this conference.
Good stuff, sir. Right
yeah.
on, man. Always an adventure with you.
I enjoy the conversation. It's fun.
All right. Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts to wrap up here, sir?
No. I mean, I hope you get checked out okay. I mean, this whole Caesar
oh.
Palace
oh.
issue. So for
thanks
those
for
of you,
that
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. You know, we're trying to end the interview as quickly because you got to get checked
oh.
out before they
oh,
charge
it's
you again.
A half hour. We're
but
good.
We've already
we're
talked
good.
A long time. So
yeah,
we're good.
It's all right. All right. And I apologize for the rickety wagon wheel table we have here. So thank you. And my microphone
nope.
just fell asleep.
We broke
so
it.
That's all right. It's good. All right.
Thanks,
Kyle. Man. As always, thank you very much.
It's
keep
good
up the good work there at JanUC.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellens, Pulsate, Peer IT Credit Union Services, JanUC, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.